inside the Broncos suite here at the Combine. Matt, can you sort of give us a peek behind the curtain, let us know what you guys do in here?
We talk about the players. It gives us a chance to watch these guys kind of back to back to back. And we've got a nice setup here. We've got all of our video, and we can watch clips of guys. And when you're at home and you're watching, you don't have it right here in front of you. So it's taking place on the stage in front of you. And again, you can watch these guys back to back to back and really start to kind of draw some separation between some of these guys.
The quarterbacks are going here today. What sort of things are you looking for when you see them go back to back to back?
Well, I mean, obviously with quarterback, you want to be accurate with football, and it gives you a good live look at their arm strength and can they make all the throws and that kind of thing. And then you watch a little bit of, you know, the leadership and directed traffic and getting guys lined up. And so really just kind of the overall experience for the quarterback. You're paying attention to everything.
The meetings obviously are so important here in Indianapolis. What kind of things do you like to take the players through?
Well, the way we do it is we just kind of we hit their background a little bit and let them talk about themselves, kind of let them acquaint us with them and get to know them a little bit. And then we get the coaches involved as quickly as possible, and they take them through some X's and O's and try to get a feel for them mentally and make sure the guys we're getting are guys that can understand our playbook and, you know, can function on Sundays when they take the field. So we're trying to get a feel for the guy just in terms of who he is and what he's about, and then also mentally.
Well, we had former head coach Gary Kubiak around in the mix now. How's that been, having him back in the fold?
It's great. I mean, he brings an element of experience, and he's kind of been on both sides, coaching and personnel. So he brings another perspective and another set of eyes on these guys and valuable opinions. So it's going to help us come April when we start to really kind of sift through these guys and get the board set. You know, that will be a huge opinion, and be nice to have those eyes on all these players.
Still a couple months away from the draft. How do you guys spend that time?
A lot of meetings. So we'll have a lot of meetings and we'll get out. We'll probably work some of these guys out and spend a lot of time watching tape, a lot of time meeting. And especially once we get into April and start to really hone in on the board, we'll get everything kind of wrapped up in the month of April.
It's exciting when you have that number 5 pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of excitement surrounding that pick. I mean, we're excited to be picking that high. Not excited to have lost to get us to that position.
Exactly.
But here we are, and we're picking 5, and so we're going to make the best of it, and hopefully we can go out and get an impact player.
All right, Matt. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.